afternoon baseball in the series finale between the Biloxi Shuckers, who come in today at 11-9, and the M Braves, who come in at 8-12. David Blake alongside you throughout the afternoon. M Braves won their third game of the six-game set to ensure at least a split for the M Braves last night, a 7-6 final. Shuckers rallied late, but Jake McSteen came in and allowed just one hit and one walk over two scoreless innings to preserve the six-out save and get the M Braves their fifth win in their last seven games. Shuckers trying to turn things around. Right now, they enter today losers of three of their last four, and all of them have come in pretty close fashion. The losses have a two-run loss, 4-2, then losing 2-1. They won 8-3 on Friday night, a big win with a lot of home runs involved, but a 7-6 loss yesterday to the M Braves puts them at 11-9 on the season. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time for today's pregame interview. We get a chance to talk to a man who needs no introduction, Carlos Rodriguez, the pitcher. He's been a star this year. We talked with him about his hot start and also what's it like facing Francisco Lindor in the World Baseball Classic in your first outing of 2023. That comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network before a 105 first pitch between the Shuckers and the M Braves.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh yeah!
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. The Shuckers and the M Braves get set to wrap up a six-game set at 105. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by a guy who's been so much fun to watch this year, Carlos Rodriguez, the pitcher. Carlos, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
What's it been like, hot start to the year, but also you're one of two Carlos Rodriguezes on the team. Does it ever get confusing for you?
Oh, yeah. We basically wear each other's clothes in the clubhouse. When we're on the road, we get it mixed up. But, nah, it's fun. It's fun. I tell the guys, I was like, oh, look, I could be like the Shohei Ohtani because I'm hitting and pitching. But, no, it's been a great experience for me. It's fun.
Well, I think it's always fun when you throw a pitch and then Carlos Rodriguez catches the ball in the outfield. It's almost like you make the play yourself.
Exactly. So if the guys don't read the report right, they might have think I ran out there to right field to catch that fly ball.
What's it also been like being in Double A? You essentially skipped High A. You were only there for about seven starts at the end of last year, and now you've rolled into a hot start here in Double A with the Shuckers.
No, it's been a great experience. It's fun. I honestly like the competition, and like I just want to prove myself what I could do at this level.
And you're a young kid as well. You're going up against guys who are 25, 26, 27 years old. What's that like for you when you look in the opposing batter box and it's a guy who's got about 5-6 years on you?
No, I don't really think about it too much because at the end of the day, I think about like players like in the big leagues. I've gotten to the big leagues at 19 years old and they've had to face Hall of Famers and stuff. So like in my mind, they're just other guys in the box. I can't really think about it too much.
Well, speaking about facing future Hall of Famers, you represented Team Nicaragua in the World Baseball Classic and got the start in Game 1 against Team Puerto Rico that started off with Francisco Lindor. Kike Hernandez was in that lineup, and then Javi Baez was a little farther down. What was that experience like, getting to face a team of all-stars and representing your home country?
No, it was a great honor for me. It was a dream come true because at the end of the day, pitching up against in front of all those fans is like an amazing experience. And like you said, facing future Hall of Famers like Lindor, it's fun. It was fun. I honestly, I'm happy for the results I had in that outing.
Well, you also, what'd you have, one run, no runs? Like, it was a good outing, four innings in.
Yeah, it was. I got to strike out Javi Baez, so that was pretty cool. And it was a good start. I gave up one run. But let's hope to see them soon in the big leagues now.
There we go. But you also are a kid who moved to the United States with your parents from Nicaragua at 8 years old. Being born in Nicaragua and having parents from Nicaragua, getting to start the first game for your home country in the WBC, how special of a moment was that for you and your family?
No, it was definitely an emotional moment because for my family in Nicaragua to be able to see me and to pitch at that level was just awesome for me. And I couldn't ask for anything else in the world.
What was that atmosphere like in Miami? Because that was a party, that entire pool.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't even hear myself talk. It was it was a lot of people there. And then you had drums, everything. It was a great experience, honestly. The postseason, like, honestly.
You grew up in Florida after moving to the United States to the Miami area. And then you attended Southwest Florida State for junior college. What kind of trended you towards the decision to go the junior college route?
Well, I was signed with Miami coming out of college, but then I had skipped a grade because I was not in my grade class. So I tried to get my credits, and I wasn't able to get there. So I thought since that COVID season, that 2020, the draft was a little shortened up. I thought the best thing to do was go JUCO and see if I'll be able to get drafted that year, if not go D1 after. But it played out good.
It worked out well.
Yeah, so far. So. Yeah, it was a good experience for me.
What was that experience like at Southwest Florida State, one of the better JUCO schools in the country, and you were part of a team that was one of the better schools in the country that year?
No, yeah, we had a lot of guys come out that year. We had like at least like five or six draftees or like one free agent signing, but it was an awesome experience. I mean, I think we were the only JUCO with a stadium and a whole major league clubhouse because we played at the old Red Sox spring training field, so it was a good experience.
Everyone who plays JUCO seems to have one wild and crazy junior college baseball story that's just so out of the ordinary. It fits in with the whole JUCO lifestyle. What's yours?
Oh, that comes to mind right now. I can't think of it, but there was a lot. There was a lot back and forth when we were playing each other, and like I guess no one just didn't care. But yeah, you find some characters in JUCO for sure.
How much did it help your development going there for 1 year and then immediately able to get drafted and join the Brewers system?
It was good because at the end of the day, I was like, I had a lot of guys there that were at the same level I was, and it was like we were all competing against each other and having good coaches like I did that year, and it helped me develop good. The season got shortened up because I got hurt, but I had a pretty good first half of the season.
Well, and you haven't stopped since. Carlos, thanks much for joining us. It's been a blast to watch you this year. Keep up the good work.
Thank you for the interview. I appreciate it.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the M-Braves at 105. Big thank you to Carlos Rodriguez for joining us on a Sunday afternoon for our today's pregame interview. What a fun story. A kid who's been fantastic to start the year in Nicaragua. They made the World Baseball Classic for the first time in the country's history. The guy who started it off is a guy born in Nicaragua, moved to the United States at 8 years old, and is one of the best pitchers in the Brewers system in Carlos Rodriguez. A couple minutes away from first pitch, let's take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Couple minutes away from first pitch between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves. The sixth and final game of a six-game set between these two teams. Let's take a look at the starting pitching matchup. The righty Tobias Myers goes for the Shuckers.
2-0 with a 2.86 ERA, makes his fifth start on the year, 29 strikeouts in 22 innings. On the other side of things for the M Braves, it's the righty Alan Rangel, who's looking to build off a beautiful start on Tuesday, where he struck out five and didn't allow a run over six innings. Narco's going on the PA system, which means one thing and one thing only. The Shuckers are about to take the field, and we're about ready to get underway on a Sunday afternoon on the Mississippi coast. We're back after this with First Pitch. This has been the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network in Valley Live.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing, during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
It's how I get my grill on.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
His 2-2 offer is swung on and missed, and Nick Bennett, a new career high.
In time, the tag from Caro, a terrific relay.
He leaps out, and he makes the catch and a dive.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCN. Your home for every strikeout.
Swung through and missed. It's a new career high for Victor Castaneda.
Home run.
Curio swings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Curio, first double-A home run!
And Shuckers walk-off.
Jackson Curio, a two-home run game, and the Shuckers win it 7-6!
All season long.
The Biloxi Shuckers are going back to the Southern League Championship Series.
Time to head out to the ballpark for First Pitch with the voice of the Shuckers, David Blake.
A beautiful rendition of the national anthem on a Sunday afternoon as we're just about ready for baseball between the Biloxi Shuckers, who come in at 11-9 against the 8-12 Mississippi Braves. It is a picture-perfect and beautiful Sunday afternoon. 75 degrees, and there isn't a cloud in the sky as far as the eye can see. Wind blissfully blowing in from right at 8 miles an hour, and the right-hander Tobias Myers, a guy who's been a blast to watch this year, gets the ball for the Biloxi Shuckers in his fifth start of the season. David Blake alongside you on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Family Live. Take a look at the starting lineup this afternoon for the M Braves. They've won five of their last seven, including three of the first five in this series. Andrew Moritz leads it off. Cal Conley bats second. Kate Bunnell bats third. Landon Stevens bats behind him. Then it's Drew Lugbauer, Hudson Potts, Arden Papps, Bryson Worrell in his first appearance above rookie ball, and then Justin Dean. who bats in the ninth spot. Myers this year 2-0 with a 2.86 earned run average, including a 1.54 ERA in two starts against the Embraves. He's thrown four starts. Today's his fifth on the year with 22 innings pitched. He's walked five, struck out 29, and opponents hitting 198 against him. For a guy who's returned back to his 2021 self, that was his self when he was with the Montgomery Biscuits in the Rays organization. And an ERA last year at AAA above 15. But he's unlocked the stuff that made him one of the best pitchers in the Southern League in 2021. And he's set to go here on a Sunday afternoon against the Mississippi Braves. Moritz steps in from the left side, right as the base drops on the pregame music. First pitch of the afternoon is a called strike one from home plate umpire Ray Valero Bolivar. And the count goes 0-1. First pitch time today, 1:07 p.m. Myers delivers. Misses up high, and the count evens up, 1-1. Moritz this year hitting .310 with a home run, 4 driven in. He's done a great job getting on base. .370 OBP. The pitch, foul back. Goes to 1-2. This is an Embraves team that offensively didn't really get it going in this series until last night. They exploded for 7 runs. Myers delivers. Curveball in the dirt. Caro blocks it up. And the count evens up, 2-2. Myers, a 4-pitch guy on the hill. Fastball, cutter, changeup, and a curveball. The pitch home. Fastball misses up. Goes full with 3-2. The right-hander kicks and fires home. Fouled off. Behind home plate, out of play. Count stays full. The right-hander fires home. Swing and a miss. Top of the zone with a fastball. Myers retires Moritz for the first out. That's his 30th strikeout on the year. First player in the Brewers organization to reach 30 punch-outs. Brings up the switch hitting Cal Conley. Conley digs in from the left side. The first pitch. Fastball called strike one on the inside corner. And that's the thing with Myers. We saw that Rocket City start where he went 5 2/3 and struck out 8. He's a guy, when he gets rolling, the momentum really starts to roll. Pitch fouled away. Third base side out of play. And the count goes to 0-2. The 0-2 delivery. Ground ball, first base side foul. Stays at 0-2. Conley this year hitting just .208. He's had a rough series. 3-for-20 with a walk and a strikeout. Myers delivers. Fastball misses inside. For trying to frame it back up towards the plate. Missed by maybe an inch off that inside corner. Count at 1-2. Myers picks up the leg, delivers home. Curveball in the dirt. Caro, good job to block it up, keep it in front of him. Count now even, 2-2 with 1 out. Myers delivers. Line drive into left field, drops down in front of Isaac Collins, who patrols left today. And Conley reaches with a hit, his fourth of the series. Brings up the left-handed hitting, Cade Bunnell. Take a moment to introduce you to the Shuckers defensive alignment this afternoon. Matt Collins in left, Carlos Rodriguez is in center, Noah Campbell in right, Jackson Churio DHing today, gets the half day off. Tyler Black plays third, Freddie Zamora at short, Felix Valerio at second, Wes Clark at first. And behind the plate, Jefferson Caro. First pitch, swing and a miss. Count goes to no balls and one strike. Runner off first with one out. The pitch, runner goes. The pitch inside. Carroll's throw to second. A bit high. The tag, not in time. And Connolly swipes his eighth bag of the year. It was a good throw from Caro. Connolly, a good jump, though. Timed it perfectly. Now in scoring position with one out. Bunnell this year hitting 215. Counts even at one ball and one strike. The pitch misses up and away. The count goes to 2-1. Myers delivers. Fouled back, up and out of play. Smacks off the top of the press box. And the count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bunnell's big thing this year has been the strikeouts, and that's been the big thing for this entire M-Braves lineup. 251 strikeouts as a team this year. One of the most numbers, highest totals in Double-A. The pitch, fouled back, we'll do it again. They entered the week with 202 as a team. That was the most in Double-A. 2-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. Got him on a curveball. Second strikeout of the inning. Second out of the inning. Brings up the right-handed hitting Landon Stevens. Man on second with two outs. Scoreless here on the top of the first. Myers delivers. Fouled off. Again, pulls off the top of the press box. Drops down right to a couple's hands that's right in front of the booth. Count it, no balls in one strike. Stevens this year hitting 210. The 324 OBP. The 0-1 delivery, curveball, swing and a miss. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Stevens steps back in. Myers looking for his third strikeout of the inning. Delivers it home. Fastball up high. Pops Caro's mitt at 93 miles an hour. Count it, one ball and two strikes. Myers sets. Big deep breath. Now delivers home. Connolly off to third. Pitch up high. No throw from Caro. Count evens up 2-2. Second stolen base. Just the first inning for Connolly, up to 9 on the year. 9 stolen bases in 10 attempts. Myers steps off and resets. About to throw his 25th pitch of the inning. It's been a lengthy one. Wanted deep counts. 2-2 delivery. Curveball, check swing, they check to first. First base umpire Bobby Tassone says he does not go. Ball squirted to Caro's right. Connolly stays put. Count full. 3 balls and 2 strikes with 2 outs. The 3-2 delivery. Fastball. Misses off the outside corner. Stevens works a walk. First of the day for Myers. Brings up the power-hitting first baseman, Drew Lugbauer. 2 outs, runners on the corners. That's scoreless here in the top of the first inning. Myers trying to work out of trouble. The pitch home. Lugbauer takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. Lugbauer this year hitting 189. The 295 OBP and a 44% strikeout rate. The 1-0 delivery. Fastball. Called the strike on the outside corner. Count evens up. One ball and one strike. Lugbauer's had a good series, though. He's kind of ticked things back up. 4-for-11 with two doubles. The 1-1 delivery. Lugbauer takes inside. Count goes to two balls and one strike. Stevens off first. Connolly off third. Scoreless in the first. The pitch. Foul back and out of play. Count evens up 2-2. Myers already has two strikeouts in the inning. One on a fastball, another on a curveball. Delivers home. Curveball lifted in the air, foul. Third base side out of play. Count stays even at 2-2. That was the 30th pitch of the inning from Myers. Now Nick Bennett gets up onto the hill in the Shuckers bullpen. Check back to first. Stevens back in time. We've seen the Shuckers do this a couple times. It's more of just insurance. This thing really gets out of hand for Myers. He's gotten up to 89 pitches in a start this year. 2-2 delivery. Fastball misses inside, and it's another full count. He's used a lot of pitches to get through this inning. That throw is 33rd. This is the fifth batter of the inning. 3-2 delivery. Runner off from first. Lugbauer hammers it. Campbell turns around and watches it disappear onto the top of the parking lot. Lugbauer hits it 426 feet, 115 off the bat, and it's 3-0 M-Braves early. That one was demolished. Pitching coach Will Shearholtz comes out. It's Lugbauer's fourth of the year. Second of the year against the Shuckers. A ball that disappeared. Farthest home run that's been tracked this year in MGM Park. Now the lefty Nick Bennett really starts to continue getting warm. Shearholtz walks back to the dugout. Myers, a guy who hugely excellent this year. Still time to get one more out, get out of the inning. An early lead right now for the Embers. First pitch to the righty, Potts. Wave and a miss and a curveball. Goes to no balls and one strike. Pitch home. Appled straight back up. Almost got in the booth. Now goes to no balls and two strikes. It hit about maybe a foot to the left. The 0-2 delivery. Curveball rolled foul, third base side. Count stays at 0-2. Almost went into the visiting radio booth. Kind of split the difference right down the middle and smacked off the wall. The 0-2 delivery. Curveball misses in the dirt, gets by Caro, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Myers is 36th of the inning. The 1-2 delivery. In the dirt, Caro blocks it up again. Count evens up 2-2. check down to first. DeSone said Potts didn't go around. Myers delivers home. Wave and a miss for strike three. Strikes out three in the inning, but Drew Lugbauer, a 426-foot home run, drives in three. Three runs on two hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. They were half inning of play, and Braves lead it 3-0. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Valley Live.
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Kaneka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a three-time Olympic medalist and seven-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration.
Bottom of the first inning, Shuckers trail the M Braves 3-0. David Flake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network in Valley Live. M Braves lead it 3-0 thanks to Drew Lugbauer's fourth home run of the year. It was also Lugbauer's 50th home run with the M Braves. Already a career franchise record. Isaac Collins first up against the righty. Allen or Angel? His first pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Angel makes his fourth start of the year, a 3.38 ERA so far. The pitch, Collins dribbles it down the third baseline and it rolls through for a base hit. Collins, a hard turnaround first. Landon Stevens, the left fielder, grabs it. And it brings up Jackson Churio. Well, how do you like that? Isaac Collins came in today, two for his last 22 at the plate. He hit the ball hard, but it went right at people. The one he hits off the bat at 66 miles an hour is the one that gets through for a base hit. Brings up the right-handed hitting Jackson Churio. Shuckers trail it 3-0 in the bottom of the first inning. Angel delivers. Misses up high. Count goes to 1-0. Churio bats second. Tyler Black bats third. Wes Clark in the cleanup spot. Noah Campbell behind him. And it's Freddie Zamora, Carlos Rodriguez, Jefferson Caro, and Felix Valeria. Pitch to Churio. Curveball. Misses low. Check swing. They check with the first base umpire. DeSone says he doesn't go. Count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Churio this year hitting .253. Had a good series, 5-for-19. 2-0 delivery. Churio pops it up behind home plate, up and out of play. The count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Churio swings, lines this in the air to center field. Dean goes back towards the warning track, and the center fielder backpedals to make the catch. Line drive off the bat at 105 miles an hour. Up was, he hit the deepest part of the ballpark. Let's take a moment, lead the defense for the M Braves. Landon Stevens in left, Justin Dean in center, Bryson Worrell in right. Third to first ground the infield, the Tucks and Potts, Cal Conley, Cade Bunnell, and Drew Lugbauer. Arden Paps behind the plate. One out, one on. Bottom of the first inning. Collins off to second. Angel checks. There's nobody there. He throws to second. The tag is not in time, but it doesn't matter. It's a balk called because Angel didn't step off correctly. Collins creates a little bit of confusion there and earns himself a free trip to second. Tyler Black at the plate, runner in scoring position here in the first. Ron Held delivers. Black takes up and away. Count goes to 1-0. That's been one of the big things throughout Isaac Collins' career, is the ability to create confusion on the base paths and create chaos. Stole 30 bases a year ago. The 1-0 delivery. Black takes down low. Count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Collins so far this year, 5 stolen bases. For a Shuckers team that is almost averaging 2 stolen bases per game. 2-0 delivery. Called strike on the outside corner. And the count goes to 2-1. And we talked to Collins for a pregame interview a couple weeks back. He said the big thing for stealing bases was his manager last year, Chris DeNorfia. 2-1 delivery. Missed his low. And the count goes to 3 balls and 1 strike. He said one of the big things throughout DeNorfia's career, guy who went to a tiny little Division III school, Wheaton College, ended up making the major leagues with the San Diego Padres. The 3-1 delivery. Black fouls it back off Pabst. And the count goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes. Big thing throughout DeNorfia's career was the ability to just be a scrappy guy. Take that extra base. Be aggressive on the base paths. Take a good chance to go to second or move up a base. Collins said he inherited a lot of that. 3-2 delivery. Down low in the dirt. Pabst blocks it up. Tyler Black reaches base. What's been a terrific start to the year for Black. This is the 18th game he's played this year. He's reached base in 17 of the 18. Reached base in the first 15. Before that streak was broken back earlier in the series. Wes Clark digs in from the right side. 3-0 M Braves, bottom of the first. The pitch. Check swing. Doesn't matter. Called strike at the knees. Clark, another guy that's been terrific at getting on base this year. A 356 OBP for the right-handed first baseman today. The 0-1 delivery. Collins off to third. Black off to second. The throw to third high, and Collins has himself a stolen base. Collins to third. Black to second. That's Black's 9th stolen base of the year. It's Collins' 6th. That also brings the Shuckers up to 15 stolen bases this week. Team that's been running like crazy. The 1-1 delivery. Clark takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coming into today, the Shuckers have the 5th most in minor league baseball this week. The pitch, swing and a miss from Clark. Second out of the inning. First strikeout of the day from Ron Helm. Comes up to switch hitting Noah Campbell. The big thing for the Shuckers is they do such a good job at being able to manufacture runs. That was really their MO in the opening series of the year against the M Braves. Campbell in from the left side with 2 outs. The pitch, it's a curveball. Barely gets by him. Pabst blocks it up. Count goes to 1-0. Campbell this year, 241 hitter with a 463 OBP. And Braves lead the Shuckers 3-0. 2 outs, runners at second and third in the bottom of the first inning. Ron Held delivers. Campbell takes low. Count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Ron Held delivers. Campbell waves and misses. Ahead of an 82-mile-an-hour curveball from Ron Helm. The count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Black at second. Collins at third. The pitch, wave and a miss from Campbell. Already cut another curveball down low. That one needs two. And the count evens up. Two balls and two strikes with two outs. Ron Hell delivers. Campbell. Quick take off the outside corner. Count goes full. For a series that has had as much good pitching as it's had, been a rough first inning for Ron Hell and Myers. Full count, two outs. Ron Hell delivers. Campbell takes away, and they're loaded up for Freddy Zamora. That was the 22nd pitch of the inning from Ron Hell. Myers for the Shuckers through 39, top half of the inning. Zamora up to the plate. Now to the mound goes pitching coach Bo Henning. It's already a mound visit for both teams early on. Henning walks back to the dugout. Right-handed hitting Freddy Zamora steps in. The Shuckers this year have been unbelievable with the bases loaded. 538 OBP and a 1.016 OPS. The pitch. It's a curveball. Called strike one on the inside corner to the righty Zamora. That 538 OBP tied for the second best in minor league baseball. Tied with the Lake Elsinore Storm of the California League. The pitch, curveball, called strike two on the outside corner. But Ron Hell right now quickly ahead on Zamora. Campbell at first, Black at second, Collins at third. Shuckers trail at 3-0 in the bottom of the first inning. The pitch, curveball misses low. Good take by Zamora. Count goes to 1-2. The team that leads minor league baseball in OBP with the bases loaded is the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Both of those teams, the Storm and the Sod Poodles, Padres affiliates. 2-2 delivery, swing and line drive into center field for a base hit. Collins comes home, Black gets the wave, off to third goes Campbell, the throw skitters away, hits off the dugout but stays in play. Zamora to second with the double, and it's a 3-2 ball game with two outs. Collins and Black both score. Campbell goes to third for Zamora. That's his 16th and 17th RBIs of the year. That ties Churio for the team high. Brings up the left-handed hitting Carlos Rodriguez. Tying run at third. The pitch. Rodriguez takes low. Goes to one ball and no strikes. Ron Hell delivers. Rodriguez takes away. Goes to two balls and no strikes. The pitch up. Rodriguez stares at it. And it's a called strike on the outside corner. The pitch home. Rodriguez fouls it back. Count evens up. Two balls and two strikes. So the official ruling is Zamora singles and advances to second on the throw. But either way, great at bat from the right-hander. 2-2 delivery from Ron Hell. Lifted in the air. Foul ball behind home plate. Haps after it towards the netting and just barely squeezes it for the third out of the inning. But Freddy Zamora brings in two more, up to 17 RBIs on the year. Two runs on two hits, no errors, two runners left on base. It's a high-scoring one after one. It's 3-2 Embraves. Back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and
Valley Live.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Harmon Taps leads it off in the top of the second inning. David Blake back with you on Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network. First pitch from Tobias Meiders. Called strike at the top of the zone. Count goes to no balls and one strike. It's a 3-2 game after one inning of play. Pitch to Papps. Swing and a miss on a curveball. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Which, if you've been with us at any point during the week, 5 runs in the first inning is nuts. The pitch, curveball misses high. And the count goes to 1-2. After Thursday's game, where the Shuckers lost 2-1, the two teams on average were combining for 6.5 runs per game. 1-2 delivery. Check swing. Fouled off back towards the dugout. The manager, Mike Guerrero, had to jump off the top step. His hat got knocked off. Puts his hands up and crosses his heart. The pitch lifted in the air. Back behind home plate, up and out of play. Count at 1-2. That was a hot shot. Glad to see that Shuckers manager Mike Guerrero is okay. Guys closing in on 1,400 career wins. 1-2 delivery. Fastball. Called strike three. Tobias Meiders has retired 4 batters today, and he has 4 strikeouts. Brings up the switch inning Bryson Worrell. A special moment for the switch hitter. In his second professional season, guy who played his college ball at East Carolina, ECU. Pitch for Meiders. Misses away and the count goes to 1-0. The reason why it's so special. Worrell has not played a single game above the Florida Complex League. The pitch, swing and a miss. Count evens up 1-1. Last year, hit 333 with 8 driven in and a 455 OBP. 1-1 delivery. Swing and lifted high in the air out to right. Campbell back towards the warning track. Now comes in a couple steps and makes the catch. Worrell got good wood on it. After the home run, Meiders retired 3 straight. Comes up the right-handed hitting Justin Dean. Shuckers trail it 3-2 in the top of the second inning. Meiders delivers home. Bunt shown, pulls it back. Doesn't matter. Called strike one. The pitch home. Fastball misses low, and the count evens up 1-1. Dean 2-for-8 on the year. Struck out 4 times. 1-1 delivery. The curveball, swing and a miss. Good pitch right there for Meiders. Looking like a guy who's really starting to settle into an outing. The 1-2 delivery. lifted high in the air out to right towards the line. Clark over towards the bullpen from first, a long way to go, and it just drops in fair. Campbell, the right fielder, overruns it, now fires it into Zamora. Third hit of the day for the Braves. Second extra base hit. Now a runner on second with two outs at the top of the order, and Andrew Moritz. Reminder, fans, you can join in on the broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Let us know where you're tuning in from this afternoon. Text us at 601-514-0776. The pitch to the lefty, Moritz, misses low, and the count goes to one ball and no strikes. Again, that's 601-514-0776 on our Text the Booth line. A fun Sunday here at the ballpark. Shuckers trail it 3-2. Man on second with two away here in the second. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. Moritz struck out swinging in the first inning. The pitch home. Lifted foul. Third base side out of play. Count goes to two balls and one strike. The 2-1 delivery. Myers picks up his leg and spins around. Nobody's covering second, but Dean scrambles back. About to be the 54th pitch of the outing for Myers. It's been lengthy. 2-1 delivery. Swing and a line drive over Clark's head down the right field line for a base hit. Dean rounds third and comes home. Campbell digs it out towards the corner, keeps chasing it down. Moritz rounds second into third with a triple. Back-to-back extra base hits here in the second inning. The Braves have hit for the team cycle. Not a sight you want to see. Out of the dugout comes pitching coach Will Shearholz, manager Mike Guerrero, and the athletic trainer Andrew Stanley. Right now, they're looking at Myers' pitching hand. Scaling is working on a couple of fingers, checking some stuff out. Myers is kind of demonstrating some things with the baseball. And now hands the ball to Guerrero. Nick Bennett into the ball game. Myers exits after just an inning and two-thirds. Bennett will get as much time as needed. The good thing is Bennett, a former starter, can give the Shuckers some length today. It's 4-2. Man on third with two outs. We'll take a break. Back after this in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Valley Live.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
or auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Now for the second inning, 4-2, M Braves over the Shuckers. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network in Valley Live. There's two outs with the runner on third, and Nick Bennett's now in the ballgame. The reason why is Tobias Myers, a guy who has been not only one of the best pitchers in the Shuckers rotation, but maybe one of the best pitchers in the Brewers organization, leaves after an inning and two-thirds due to an injury. The only thing we know right now is that when he left the game, the inspection was not on anything related to a shoulder or an elbow. The looking and the examining from the training staff was on that throwing hand. So the hope is that maybe it's something along the lines of a blister, something like that, where it's just something that affected him today and not something that's going to affect him when making his next start, next series against the Montgomery Biscuits. Big Loda came today. And he's back home at MGM Park, listening from behind home plate. Thanks so much for listening in, Kane. Reminder, you can join in the broadcast with our text to booth line, 601-514-0776. So with Myers out, into the ballgame comes Nick Bennett, a former starter that was converted into a reliever this past offseason. Comes into the ballgame and expected to get some length. Faces Cal Conley. First pitch. Misses inside. Works away from Caro, but everyone stays put. Goes to one ball and no strikes. Bennett this year makes his fifth appearance. A 6.52 ERA in 9 2/3 with 3 walks and 9 strikeouts. Pitch to Conley. Misses inside. Count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Bennett in from the left side. Did a great job last time out. Really good appearance. 2-0 delivery. Fights the outside corner. Caro fakes the throw to third. Moritz runs back. Count at 2 balls and 1 strike. Last time out was on Wednesday. Went 2 scoreless innings and gave up 1 hit against the M Braves. The 2-1 delivery. Slider in the dirt. Great job from Caro to block it up. Push it forward with his right shoulder. Count at 3 balls and 1 strike. Conley singled down the left field side in the first inning. Pitch up. Misses up high. Caro trying to go to third with the throw, but couldn't get the ball out of his glove. And it's a walk to lead off the appearance for Bennett. Brings up the left-handed hitting, Kate Bennett. Four, 2 M Braves over the Shuckers, top of the second inning. 2 outs, runners in the corners. Bennett strikeout swinging back in the first inning. Check back to first. Connolly's back in time. First pitch to the lefty, Bennell. Misses away. Count goes to 1 ball and no strikes. Bennett this year, that's something you'd usually expect from a left-handed pitcher. They usually dominate left-handed pitching. It's been the other way around this year. Been better against right-handed hitters than left-handed hitters. About 90 points in the average. Check back to first, and Connolly's back in time. The second disengagement for Bennett. No longer able to call time and step off, and no longer able to throw over. Unless he gets Connolly out or Moritz out at third. The 1-0 delivery. Connolly off to second. The pitch misses away. The throw to second, a dart. Zamora tags out Connolly, and that ends the inning. Third time Caro's cut down a base runner this year. And he gets the Shuckers out of a jam. In the inning, one run on two hits, no errors, one runner left on base. Caro showcases the cannon. And we head to the bottom of the second. Shuckers trail it 4-2. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network in Valley Live.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Get out to MGM Park on Saturday, June 3rd at 6:05 against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The first 1,000 fans will receive a military jersey-themed lunchbox presented by ASAP. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Might just turn around to 180. I ain't politicking, I ain't kissing no babies. The devil on my doorstep. Goes to one ball and no strikes in the right-handed catcher. Javon Blake back with you. Shuckers trail it 4-2 at MGM Park. The pitch misses low from Ron Howell. The count goes to 2-0. It looked like coming in today that this would be a pitcher's duel between Ron Howell, who pitched six scoreless innings in the series opener, and Tobias Myers. It has not been that. 2-0 delivery. Caro swings and misses. Count goes to 2-1. Caro this year hitting 256. The pitch home is fouled back up and out of play. And a couple of rows back, brought the glove to the game and puts it to use. Count it 2-2. Ron Held delivers. Caro swings and lifts this one in the air to right, tails towards the line, and foul. Thuds down right next to the Shuckers' bullpen. Count even at 2-2. The pitch home. Inside almost hits it. Count goes 4. Pitch home. Caro swings and rockets it to left. He throws out a runner to end the top of the inning and then goes yard to start off the bottom of the inning. 107 off the bat, 382 feet, and it's 4-3. Shuckers trail by one. Well, talk about heating up. He started the series without a home run and without driving anybody in. Now on the Sunday series finale, he's got 2 home runs and he's driven in 4. Brings up the right-handed hitting Felix Valerio. Pitch from Ron Held. Misses high and the count goes to 1-0. Ron Held delivers. Valerio takes up high. The count goes to 2-0. For Caro, he now joins Freddie Zamora, the only two guys with multiple home runs in this series for the Shuckers. The pitch home to the right. He is hammered deep to left, but way foul. The count goes to 2-1. Ronel delivers to Valerio. He loops it in the air out towards right field. Bunnell, the second baseman, over. Treats out towards right, makes the catch. First out of the inning. Comes up the top of the order, and Isaac Collins. Shuckers trail it 4-3. One out, nobody on in the bottom of the second inning. The pitch. Collins lifts it foul. Third base side out of play. There's no balls and one strike. Pitch. Lifted in the air. Out towards left. Towards the line. Stevens, the left fielder, on the move into foul territory. Towards the bullpen. Makes the catch and jumps up on top of the railing to brace himself. Retires Collins for the second out. First pitch to the righty, Jackson Churio. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Jackson Churio 0-1 today. Go out to center back in the first. Montel delivers. Churio pops it up on the infield. Taps the catcher. Takes the helmet off. Retreats towards third. It bounces down in fair territory. Then rolls foul. Pot touches it. And the count evens up at 1-1 on a very tall strike one. Back to home plate. Got 1-1. With 2 outs, nobody on. Shuckers trail it by 1. Ronel delivers. Churio takes low and away. And he checks his swing. Home plate umpire Rare Valero Bolivar says he goes around. The count goes to 1-2. The pitch home. Caro takes it low. Half blocks it up in the dirt. Everybody, that's okay. Count evens up, 2-2. The pitch to Churio is popped up, fouled out of play. Stays at 2-2. On helm. Kicks up the leg and fires home. Churio chops it foul. Third base side. Pass to base coach Nick Stanley. Count stays at 2-2. The pitch home. Churio rolls it on the left side of the infield. Shortstop Connolly gets it fired across his body to first. Churio beats it out. It's an infield single. His sixth hit of the series. And increases his hit streak to 3 in a row. Black walked in his only plate appearance today. That came an inning ago. Now comes up as the potential go-ahead run. It's 4-3, Shuckers down by 1 in the bottom of the second inning. The pitch. Black takes low, pass blocks it up. Count goes to 1-1, no strikes. Check back to first. Chirino dives back in. The pitch home. Chirio's off the second. Pitch misses low. Chirio slides in. The throw's way late. Chirio's got his fourth stolen base of the year. It's the third stolen base of the day for the Shuckers. And the tying run stands in scoring position. Count it. Two balls and no strikes to Black. Very back of the left-handed box. Ron Hell delivers. Black. Take a called strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. Black roped it foul. First base side out of play. Count evens up, two balls and two strikes. Ron Hell delivers. Black takes low and away. Goes to three balls and two strikes. Full count with two outs. Chirio at second. He's the tying run in a 4-3 ball game. Pitch home. Misses inside and it hits him. It would have been ball four, but instead, it's a painful way to reach for Black. Runners on first and second with two outs. Shuckers trailing 4-3. Chirio's at second. Black's at first. Ton of speed on the base paths for the right-handed hitting Wes Clark. Clark's 0-1 today. Struck out swinging in the first inning. Pitch comes home. Misses low. And the count goes to one ball and no strikes. Ron Hell about to throw the 59th pitch of the appearance. It has not been a day for starting pitching. 1-0 delivery. Clark hammers it high in the air. Only problem is not deep to center field. Bunnell outfights the sun towards center, waves everybody off, and makes the catch champion. But not before the Shuckers reel it back within one. A solo shot for Jefferson Carroll gets the one run home. One run off two hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. It's 4-3 after two. We're back after this, the Luxie Shuckers Broadcast Network and Valley Live.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
Top of the third inning. First pitch is grounded to Felix Valerio, the second baseman. Fires the first. And Bunnell's retired for the first out. Gives us 10 seconds to identify stations on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to MGM Park. Jacob Blake with you on a Sunday afternoon. Thanks much for tuning in. Wherever you're tuning in from, it's a beautiful day here on the Mississippi coast. Temperature in the mid-70s, bright, sunny, and cloudless. First pitch from Nick Bennett is a swing and a miss. The right-handed hitting Landon Stevens. One out in the inning. It's 4-3, M Braves over the Shuckers. It's been high scoring early. Pitch from Bennett misses inside, and the count evens up. One ball and one strike. It's really been the Efferson Caro show today. Bennett delivers home. Swing and a miss. Tips it into Caro's glove. And the count goes to 1-2. Caro ended the top of the second inning by throwing out Cal Connolly, who tried to steal second. The 1-2 delivery. Slider, ground ball to third, backhanded by Black, but it squeaks by him. Count between his glove and his right leg. Squirted out to left. Stevens singles, then extends his hit streak to three straight. Brings up the left-handed hitting Drew Lugpower. He unloaded on one last time up. 426 feet. Longest home run of the year by anybody at MGM Park. Pitch from Bennett. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. That home run for Lugbauer was also the 50th of his career with the M Braves. He's been a guy who was highly touted throughout his time with the Braves system. Pitch called a strike on the outside corner. Count evens up 1-1. The only problem for him is the strikeout numbers have hampered him in a big way. Last year led the league in homers with 28. The pitch misses low. Check back to first. Stevens is back in time. With second and extra base hits, third in walks, ninth in isolated power, which is like slugging percentage, but it's the amount of extra bases you get per plate appearance as opposed to total bases you get per plate appearance. The problem was he struck out over 250 times. The pitch, slider, called strike in the outside corner, and the count evens up 2-2. 212 strikeouts last year set the M Braves single season record by 62. 2-2 delivery. Ground ball right side of the infield. Valerio, the second baseman, gets it, lops it over to Clark at first. Lugbauer's retired for the second out. Stevens to second, lines up the right-handed hitting Hudson Potts. Shuckers trail it 4-3 in the top of the third inning. Runner in scoring position. First pitch to the righty Potts is a slider. Called strike one in the outside corner. Bennett delivers. Slider misses inside. Count evens up, one ball and one strike. By the way, we didn't get to this in the start of the inning, but Tobias Myers' line finalized the end of last inning. He was responsible for Andrew Moritz, who was at third when he was taken out of the ballgame due to an injury. The 1-1 delivery. Lifted in the air, out towards left. Collins retreats back towards the warning track, gets under it, and makes the catch. Just to finish up that thought, Myers an inning in two-thirds, four runs, four hits, one walk, and four strikeouts. Here in the third inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. It's the first time a half inning has not involved a run this afternoon. We'll see if the Shuckers have one in store to tie things up in the bottom half of the inning. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Trail the Mississippi Braves by a 4-3 score. Alan Ron Hell, pitching Noah Campbell, he's in from the left side. And he pulled strike one. Campbell walked back in the first inning. The 0-1 delivery. Swings and lifts it foul. Third base side out of play. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Ron Howell shakes off a couple of different signs. Now delivers home. Campbell swings and lifts this one in the air. Out to right towards the wall. Rural back leaps and it's off the wall. Just barely mistimed it. Campbell around second. He goes to third. The throw comes in, and it's cut off by Cal Connolly up the middle. It's a sliding triple for Campbell. He slammed it off the wall. Worrell just mistimed his jump. Second time this series, the Shuckers have had a leadoff triple in an inning. The other one came in the opener on Tuesday night in the bottom of the ninth inning when Lamar Sparks did it. Down the right field line. Tying run stands at third. Shuckers trail by one. Freddy Zamora at the plate. Corners in, first pitch. Takes up high. Count goes to 1-0. Zamora today, 1-for-1. Single back in the first inning. The Shuckers on the board with two runs. The 1-0 delivery misses away. And the count goes to 2-2. Zamora's 2 runs he drove in the first. Now gives him 17 on the season. That's tied for the team high. Tied for the second most in the Southern League. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Goes to 2-1. Ron Hell sets. Now fires home. Zamora lifts this one in the air towards center field. Dean comes over towards left center. Makes a sliding catch. Campbell tags from third and comes home. And Zamora takes over the team lead. It's his 18th RBI of the year. And the Shuckers have tied it up with four. Carlos Rodriguez steps in. Shuckers were down 3-0 after the first half inning of play. They've now scored in each and every one of their offensive innings. Pitch to Rodriguez misses away. And the count goes to 1-0. Rodriguez popped out to Papps behind the plate back in the first inning. The pitch, wave and a miss. Count evens up, 1-1. Jose Mantilla up in the bullpen for the M-Braves. 1-1 delivery, lifted in the air towards Mantilla. Watches it sail over his head and out of play. Moves to 1-2. The pitch home. Rodriguez takes low and away. Count it 2-2. The pitch out. Rodriguez lifts this one in the air towards right. Rural goes over towards the line. It pops. slips out of his glove and nails off the top of the wall. He almost did a Jose Canseco. Rodriguez around second, slides in a third. And the Shuckers, for the second time in three batters, have a runner end up at third off a ball in play. He quite literally almost made a Jose Canseco play. Instead of off the cap and out of the ballpark, it hit off the glove and almost got out of the ballpark. Brings out Coach Jefferson Romero, who strides out to the mound to make the pitching change. Von Held done. Shuckers tied up at four. Go ahead run at third, and Jefferson Carroll at the plate when we return. Lindsay Montilla in the ballgame. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans, with some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday, presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas, along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
At the plate against the new arm. First pitch. This is up high, and the count goes. It's called strike one. Jose Montilla in the ballgame for Ron Held. Montilla, right-handed arm, delivers home. Ground ball back up the middle in the center field for a base hit. Caro gives the Shuckers a 5-4 lead. On his second RBI of the day, fifth of the season, Shuckers offense has exploded. Brings up the right-handed hitting Felix Valerio. One out in the inning. The pitch called strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 2-1. Two runs already in the inning. The pitch home. Line drive, base hit into the left. Well, the offense just keeps on coming for the Shuckers. Back-to-back singles to welcome Montilla into the ballgame. And now runners on first and second. Back to the top of the order and Isaac Collins. For Valerio, that extends his on-base streak to 6 in a row. Collins, switch hitter, in from the left side. Montilla delivers. Backs him up off the inside corner. Almost hit him. Count it 1-0. It has been a wild one early. We've seen 9 combined runs and 13 combined hits. Montilla delivers. Collins triples it foul, first base side, just in and out of the reach of Shuckers first base coach Christian Correa. Count evens, one ball and one strike. The pitch home. Collins lifts it in the air. Foul down the left field line. Drops down out of play. Count it one ball and two strikes with one out. Montilla sets. Now fires home. Misses away and the count evens up. Two balls and two strikes. We talked yesterday about how the Southern League is very much a pitcher-friendly league. That has not been the case on a hot and beautiful Sunday afternoon in Biloxi, Mississippi. The 2-2 delivery. Misses inside. Count goes full. The pitch home. Collins takes down low, and they're loaded up for Jackson Churia. Caro to third, Valerio to second, Collins to first. Up Jackson Churio from the right side. 5-4 Shuckers, bases loaded, bottom of the third. First pitch misses way outside, gets by Paps. Here comes Caro, the throw of the plate. Not in time. Montilla and Caro stumble into each other. All is good. Both get up. Runs coming quick. Now a 6-4 game off the wild pitch. Collins to second, Valerio to third, and Caro across the plate. Six runs for the Shuckers in the first three innings. Runners at second and third with one out, infield in. The 1-0 delivery. Churio. Foul tips it into Pabst's glove. Count evens up 1-1. Montilla's 1-1 delivery. Churio hammers it deep to right. Back goes Worrell to the track, and it just stays in the yard. Collins to third. Valerio tags up and crosses home. It's the 18th RBI of the year from Churio on a ball that almost got out. 325 feet, probably needed to get to about 327. Second out of the inning. Brings up the left-handed hitting Tyler Black. Funny thing is, both outs in the inning for the Shuckers have been sacrifice flies. It's now 7-4. First pitch, Black misses up and away. Count goes to 1-0. Shuckers offense having a day. Pitch. Black swings and lifts this one in the air to center field. Dean retreats back, picks up his glove, and makes the catch for the final out. Shuckers sent eight to the plate in the inning. Score three runs off four hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We head to the top of the fourth. It's 7-4 Shuckers. Check that. Four runs in the air. It's 7-4 Shuckers. The runs are coming fast and furious. Back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Valley Live.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply for plumbing, fitting. textures you can rely on. A Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Balls and no strikes. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network in Valley Live. Bennett delivers. Fastball. Called strike at the top of the zone. And the count goes to 2-1. Arden Pabst at the plate from the right side. Bennett fires home. Wave and a miss. Count evens up to 2-2. Shuckers have 7 runs on 8 hits over the first 3 innings. The Embrave, 4 runs on 5 hits. Bennett fires home. Swing and a miss. Slider off the inside corner. Pabst down swinging. First out of the inning. Brings up the switch hitting Bryson Worrell. Digs in from the right side against the lefty Bennett. The pitch home. Misses up and away. Goes to 1-0. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Count evens up. 1-1. Bennett delivers. It's fouled off. Over toward the Shuckers dugout. Right next to her, Carlos Rodriguez is standing on the top step. Rodriguez, the pitcher. Great to talk with him today for our pregame interview. 1-2 delivery from Bennett. Slider just misses away. Bennett thought it was strike 3. Took a walk off the mound, did a little hop. Counts even at 2-2. The 2-2 delivery. Lifted in the air, foul, up and out of play. Count stays even, 2-2. Nobody on with one out. 7-4 Shuckers in the top of the fourth inning. Bennett picks up the leg, fires home. Slider, again, just off the outside corner. And again, Bennett thought it was strike 3. Missed by maybe an inch. Full, 3-2 with 1 out. Bennett kicks and fires home. Lifted hard and foul. Out of the ballpark on the left field side. Sails over the MGM Park entrance. Left field corner of the stadium. Full count again. Bennett picks up the leg and fires home. Slider up and away. And Worrell works the walk. First time he's reached base in the double-A level. Puts a man on with one out for the right-handed hitting Justin Dean. Also gives us a chance to take a look at the OWA Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. There have been more runs in this game scored than every other game across the league combined currently. The pitch home. He is a called strike 1 on the righty Justin Dean right in the outside corner. Bottom of the fourth inning, Rocket City leads Chattanooga 3-0. Top of the ninth inning in game 1 of a doubleheader. Pensacola and Montgomery finishing up their suspended game. Bennett fires and misses low. The count evens up, 1-1. Blue Wahoos lead the Biscuits 4-3. And if that holds on, the Shuckers would then head into Montgomery's second game of the doubleheader, tied for first. The pitch. Misses inside. Caro, snap throw back to first. Burke puts the tag on, but Orioles back in time. Game two of that doubleheader scheduled for 4:33 p.m. Eastern, 3:33 Central Time. And at 5 o'clock, it's Tennessee and Birmingham. Pitch home. Slider. Called strike two. Good pitch right in the outside corner. Count it 2 balls and 2 strikes with one out. Dean doubled back in the second inning. The pitch. Ground ball, left side of the infield. Zamora goes down to one knee to grab it, goes to second for one. That's all the Shuckers get. Dean reaches on a fielder's choice. Orioles retired. That brings up the top of the order. And Andrew Moritz up for the third time today. 1-for-2 with an RBI triple that came back in the second inning. The pitch home. Slider. Inside corner. Called strike one to the lefty. Shuckers lead it 7-4 in the top of the fourth inning. Shuckers have scored in every offensive inning. And Braves scored all four of their runs between the first and the second. Bennett delivers home. Inside, it hits him. Right in between the shoulder and the head. Kind of scrunched up so it didn't hit his neck. The second hit batter we've seen this game. First time an Embrave has been hit today. Now runners on first and second. Two outs, and switch hitting Cal Conley comes up from the right side. He was the first batter that Bennett faced. Walked him and was thrown out at second by Jefferson Caro. The pitch home from Bennett. Called strike one. Shuckers lead it 7-4. Conley at the plate right now. The tying run. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Check back to first. It's in a right field. Dean off to third. Campbell throws it back in. Moritz to second. It's an E2. First error on the year from Caro. It was a good idea and good thinking. Moritz was way off the bag at first. Clark is trying to come back over to grab it. Caro throws tilt a bit high. Count it no balls and two strikes with two outs. Runners at second and third. Bennett delivers. Lifted in the air. Out towards left. Not deep. Collins over towards left center. And makes the catch to end the inning. Back-to-back scoreless innings from Nick Bennett. He has looked fantastic in relief this afternoon. Sends us to the bottom of the fourth inning. No runs, no hits, no one error, and two runners left on base. Through 3.5, 7-4 Shuckers. Back after this, Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network in Valley Live.
Rep the pearl and oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Make sure to join the Boys of Summer on Saturday, May 13th at 6:05 and be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark for a Shuckers home replica jersey, courtesy of the Mississippi Forestry Commission. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Everybody off. Who makes the catch for the out? Clark falls to 0 for 3 on the day. Brings up the switch hitting Noah Campbell. Shuckers lead it 7-4. You're just joining us and wondering how in the world the Shuckers and Embraves have combined for 11 runs in the first 4 innings. It's a really good question. First pitch to Campbell's lifted high in the air out towards left. Stevens comes on from left and makes the catch for the out. The Embraves got 3 in the first. Shuckers got 2 in the bottom half off a 2-RBI single from Freddie Zamora. Teams traded runs, 1 in the top of the second, 1 in the bottom of the second. Then Biloxi scored 4 in the third inning. A wild pitch and 2 sac flies along with an RBI single from Jefferson Caro. First pitch misses up and away to Freddie Zamora, and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch misses away. Count goes to 2-0. The weirdest part about this entire game is this was supposed to be a pitcher's duel between Alan Ron Hell, who was terrific on Tuesday, and Tobias Myers, who's been terrific all year long for the Shuckers. 2-0 delivery. Zamora fouls it off. Count goes to 2-1. Ron Hell departed after 2 1/3 innings. Gave up 5 runs on 6 hits. Walked 2 and threw 71 pitches. Myers exited the game in the second due to an injury. The 2-1 delivery. Fastball called strike on the outside corner. Count evens up 2-2. Two outs, nobody on. Bottom of the fourth inning. Montilla delivers. Zamora takes away, and the count goes to 3-2. James Meeker up in the Shuckers bullpen. Right-handed relief arm. The 3-2 pitch. Misses away, ball 4. Zamora is working on a fantastic afternoon. Reaches base for the second time today. He's driven in 3. Single, walked, got another run home on a sac fly. Brings in the left-handed hitting Carlos Rodriguez. It was one of 2 triples last inning. Montilla delivers. Rodriguez takes a strike at the letters. Count goes to 0-1. Rodriguez decked out the Evo Shield protective gear, leg guard and an elbow guard. The 0-1 delivery. Backs him up off the inside corner, but just hugs the black. Count goes to 0-2. The cool thing about the Evo Shield guard for Rodriguez, him and Jackson Churio both have them. They have their name on the straps, which says Rodriguez. In blue lettering. The pitch home. Rodriguez lifts it hard but foul. Third base side out of play. Count stays at 0-2. Shuckers lead it 7-4 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Montilla fires home up high, and the count goes to 1-2. All righty, Montilla. The sun beaming down on him. Delivers home. Rodriguez fouls it off. Right above the dugout on the third base side. Count at 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Rodriguez fouls it back and out of play. Kind of stays at 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Rodriguez lifts this one out towards left field. Stevens over towards the line into foul territory. Sticks up the glove and makes the catch to end the inning. Started out as quick work for Montilla. A couple of good at-bats from Zamora and Rodriguez. Get the pitch count up, but the Shuckers help score this for the first time today. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. James Meeker into the ballgame as we head to the fifth. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Valley Live.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Meeker, new arm on the hill for Biloxi. First pitch, swing and a miss from Cade Bunnell. Count goes to no balls and one strike. Nick Bennett out of the ballgame after 2 1/3 scoreless innings. And it's a real great week on the hill. Two appearances against the Braves. Doesn't allow a run in 4 1/3 innings of work. Only allows two hits. Pitch home, up and away. Count evens up, one ball and one strike. So it brings in James Meeker. Right-hander has been terrific. Three outings, six innings, no runs allowed. Pitch misses away, and the count goes to two balls and one strike. He's walked one and struck out 10. Done a terrific job and limiting opportunities. 2-1 delivery. Called strike on the outside corner. Count evens up 2-2. It's Meeker's first appearance since he took a tough luck loss back on Thursday. Allowed his only run of the year. He hasn't allowed an earned run. He has allowed exactly one run on the year. It was unearned in an inning and 2/3. The pitch driven in the air deep to right center field. Carlos Rodriguez back from center. Looks up and it's gone. Onto the Berman right center. Bunnell smashes his second home run of the year and it's 7-5. That one off the bat, 103 miles an hour, 404 feet. Crosses home and gets a high five from Drew Ugbauer. Brings up the right-handed hitting lane and Stevens. That continued a weird trend for the Braves. Pitch up, lifted in the air. Left side of the infield, Freddie Zamora, the shortstop out towards short left, and makes the catch for the out. But the weird trend is that going back to yesterday, this is the second straight game where they've homered in the first at-bat against a new reliever. Atlanta Braves team that's now hit 23 home runs on the year, one of the best in the Southern League at doing so. Drew Lugbauer comes up. First pitch is a slider, called strike one. Lugbauer homered early. The pitch, wave and a miss. Goes to no balls and two strikes. It's 7-5 in the top of the fifth inning. Teams have combined for 12 runs on 14 hits early on. Meeker delivers. Backs him up off the inside corner. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. Meeker fires. Lugbauer swings and misses. Fastball top of the zone at 91. Second out of the inning. Brings up the right-handed hitting Hudson Potts. Meeker's a guy who's been a tremendous watch for the Shuckers, and it's been a terrific signing by the Brewers organization. He spent this past offseason in Australia with the Brisbane Bandits in the Australian Baseball League. Was named the 2022-23 ABO Reliever of the Year. The pitch home. This is low, and the count goes to 1-0. He didn't allow a run over 21 innings this past winter. The Bandits lost in the championship series. The pitch, wave and a miss. Slider down low, and the count evens up at one ball and one strike. Meeker and the Bandits lost to Josh Spence, who is the Shuckers bullpen coach, and the Adelaide Giants won the Claxton Shield. 1-1 delivery, lifted foul, first base side out of play. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. It was the first title for the Adelaide Giants in 40-plus years. Their first in the modern Australian Baseball League, which started up in the early 2010s. The pitch home. Wave and a miss. A beautiful slider. And that ends the inning. One run, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. The Kate Bunnell home run makes it 7-5. As we're halfway through in Biloxi. Shuckers lead it 7-5 after this. The Shuckers Broadcast Network and Valley Live.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shucker Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Kick off the summer at MGM Park on Thursday, June 1st, as the Shuckers take on the Blue Wahoos with a beach towel giveaway night presented by Beau Rivage. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark and receive a special Shuckers beach towel to use throughout the summer. Visit the MGM Park box office or BiloxiShuckers.com to reserve your spot today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hi, this is Tyler Black, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back to MGM Park. David Blake with you on a Sunday afternoon. Bottom of the fifth inning. It's been a high-scoring affair between the M Braves and the Shuckers. Shuckers lead it 7-5. Jose Montilla done after an inning and two-thirds. Gives up two runs on two hits, two walks, no strikeouts, and throws 30 pitches. New pitcher in the ballgame is Alex Siegel. 6'4" right left-hander, delivers home to Caro, dribbles it on the ground right side of the infield. Cade Bunnell gets it at second, fires to Lugbauer at first, and for the first time today, the Effers and Caro is retired. Brings up Felix Valerio. Siegel makes his second appearance of the series, 7.71 ERA on the year. Pitch to Valerio. Fastball called strike one on the outside corner. Siegel makes his seventh appearance. He's allowed four earned runs in 4 2/3 innings, 5 walks, 6 strikeouts. Opponent's hitting .211 against him. Pitch up and away. Count evens up, 1-1 on Valerio. He's 1-2 today. Singled last time up. The pitch inside almost gets him. Count goes to 2-1. Siegel delivers. Slider called strike on the outside corner. The count evens up at 2-2. Siegel becomes the third pitcher in this ballgame. The pitch home. Lifted foul, up and out of play, out towards the concession stand on the first base side. Counts even at 2-2. Siegel makes his first appearance since Tuesday, where he went just a third of an inning. The pitch misses away, and the count goes full. Gave up 2 runs without a hit, walked 4, and didn't strike anybody out. The 3-2 delivery. Inside ball 4. No, it's a called strike 3. Gets by Pabst. Valerio out of the box. And it goes down the right field line towards the bullpen. He turns and burns to second. Worrell throws it in. Actually ends up better than a walk. It's a strikeout and a wild pitch that moves him to first. And then an E2 on Pabst that moves into second. First error of the day for the M Braves. Valerio now in scoring position for Isaac Collins at the top of the order. 7-5. Shuckers lead it by 2 here in the fifth inning. Lefty Siegel delivers home. Collins chops it foul, third base side. Camp goes to 0-1. 7 runs right now for the Shuckers. Most they've scored in a game at home this year is 8. That came during an 8-3 win on Friday. The pitch, wave and a miss on a slider. And the count goes to 0-2. Collins is 1-2 today. Siegel delivers home. Drives this one in the air deep to left. Stevens over towards the line, looks up, and it's foul. A very long strike two. 103 off the bat, 314 feet. But about 2 or 3 feet left of the left field foul pole. 0-2 with 1 out. Runner on second. Shuckers lead it 7-5 here on the bottom of the fifth. The pitch misses away. Pabst has to lunge over towards the left-handed batter's box to grab it. 1-2. Collins takes a moment to gather himself in the right-handed box. Now taps the plate once with the bat. Siegel delivers. Line drive down the left field. Line drops in for a base hit. Valerio gets the wave from third on home. Stevens picks it up, throws it back in, and it's a multi-hit day for Isaac Collins, and it's 8-5 Shuckers here in the bottom of the fifth. It's the fourth RBI of the year for Collins. So far, the Shuckers have been up 5 times on the offensive side of things. They've scored in four of the 5 innings. Brings up the right-handed hitting Jackson Churio. Man on second. Collins up to third with the first pitch. Papp's thrown, not in time. It's the second stolen base of the day for Collins. And the fourth stolen base of the day for the Shuckers. One away from tying their single season high for a game. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Curve ball to Churio. The count evens up. 1-1. Churio, 1-for-2 today. Single and a sack fly last time up to drive home his 18th of the year. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Curve ball down low. And Churio strikes out. Count was not at 1-1. He had no balls and two strikes. First pitch is a strike. Brings up Tyler Black. Now two outs in the inning with a man on third. Black in from the left side. 8-5, Shuckers lead it by three. The pitch, swing and a miss. Count goes to 0-1. The pitch. Misses inside. And evens up. 1-1. Shuckers 8 runs on 9 hits. Pitch home to the lefty back. Misses inside. And the count goes to 2-1. It's been quite the afternoon for Tyler Black. He's been walked. He's been hit. And he's flown out to center. 2-1 delivery. Slider misses away. The count goes to 3-1. The pitch home. Slider called strike two. Two delivery. Black check swing, lifts it in the air, out to left field, and it falls for a base hit. That's the third check swing single from Tyler Black this year. Brings home Collins. It's Black's 13th RBI of the year, and it's 9-5. Shuckers over the Embraves here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Up the right-handed hitting Wes Clark. Man on first with two outs. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. 9 runs for the Shuckers. A new single game high here at MGM Park. The pitch, wave and a miss from Clark. Count evens up. 1-1. Siegel delivers home. Fastball. Called strike two in the outside corner. Goes to 1-2. One ball and two strikes with two outs. Shuckers lead it 9-6. Siegel check back to first, and Black's back in time. The pitch, Black off the second, no throw from Papps. And the Shuckers have their 5th stolen base of the day. Their 18th stolen base of the week. Black's 10th of the year. Count it, 2-2 with two away. The pitch home. Swing and a miss from Clark. Shuckers, though, 2 runs on 2 hits, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. We enter the top of the sixth inning. Shuckers leading 9-5. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Valley Live.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are going to happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport. Visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter! I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Shuckers lead it 9-5 over the Embrace. First pitch, wave, and a miss. Count goes to no balls and one strike. James Meeker back on the hill for Biloxi. Retired three in a row after a solo shot to lead off the fifth. The pitch. Wave and a miss. First base umpire Bobby Tissone says he goes around. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Well, the noise you hear now is the air show that's happening not too far from MGM Park. The 0-2 delivery. Fouled straight back up and out of play. Smacks off the top of the press box. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. The pitch for Meeker. Misses low and away. The count goes to one ball and two strikes. Pabst is 0 for 2 today with two strikeouts. The pitch for Meeker. Line drive foul. Left field side smacks off a seat. Now stays at one ball and two strikes. The pitch misses away, and the count evens up. Two balls and two strikes. Nobody out. Top of the sixth inning. Shuckers lead the M-Braves 9-5. Meeker delivers. Wave and a miss for strike three. Third straight strikeout from Meeker. Brings up switch hitting Bryson Worrell, but also gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
First pitch to Bryson Worrell, who steps in from the left side. Called strike one. Now goes to no balls and one strike on the switch hitting Worrell in his first game at the AA level today. The pitch home. Lifted in the air, high on the infield. Tyler Black over from third. Carroll, the catcher, over. Black makes a nice catch. Retires Worrell for the second out. Moves up the right-handed hitting, Justin Dean. Two outs, nobody on. Darryl Thompson up in the bullpen for the Shuckers. Biloxi leads it 9-5. The pitch, fastball, called strike one. no balls and two strikes with two outs. Meeker delivers up high, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes. The pitch misses away, and the count evens up, two balls and two strikes. Deals one for two today with a double and a fielder's choice. Meeker trying to work out of a scoreless inning. The pitch lifted in the air, first base side foul. Up and out of play. Count stays even at two balls and two strikes. Pitch home, lifted in the air. Foul ball, right field side, out of play. Count stays even at two balls and two strikes. Meeker set, now fires. Up high, and the count goes full with three balls and two strikes. The righty delivers. Ground ball dribbled off home plate, foul. Burrow sticks his glove out and touches it. Meeker delivers. Wave and a miss. That's four strikeouts in the outing for Meeker. He's now retired six in a row after the leadoff home run to Kate Bunnell back last inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through five and a half. It's 9-5 Shuckers. We're back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Valley Live.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Watch the skies illuminate over MGM Park for a special show presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi on May 26th at 6:35 as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Watch the skies illuminate over MGM Park for a special show presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi on May 26th at 6:35 as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Who's on for the Ember Aves. Shuckers lead it 9-5 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Pitch to Campbell. Flutters away. Count evens up, one ball and one strike. Alex Siegel done after just an inning of work. Riley delivers. Wave and a miss from Campbell on a curveball. It goes to one ball and two strikes. Siegel goes an inning, gives up two hits, two runs, both of them earned. No walks and strikes out three. Riley delivers. Gamble smacks it back up the middle. Bunnell, the second baseman, goes over to his right, tries to backhand it, and he stops it, but it doesn't actually go into his glove. Gamble reaches with a single. That's his second hit of the day. Brings up Freddie Zamora. By the way, Siegel threw 26 pitches in that one inning of work. Riley in for now his seventh appearance of the year. Has allowed five earned runs in 6 2/3 innings, seven walks, seven strikeouts. Pitch to Zamora, up and in. Count goes to one ball and no strikes. Shuckers lead it 9-5. Here on the bottom of the sixth inning from MGM Park. The pitch home. Fastball. Called strike. Count evens up 1-1. Campbell's forting off the base path, dancing back and forth for good measure. Shuckers have stolen 18 bases this week. The 1-1 delivery. Wave and a miss from Zamora. Fastball in the outside corner. The count goes to 1-2. Zamora hasn't stolen a base, but he's driven in three today. Up to 18 driven in on the year. The 1-2 delivery. Slider misses away. Count evens up 2-2. And that's been the thing for the Shuckers. It's a lineup that's mostly remained unchanged throughout the year. 2-2 delivery. Misses away, and the count goes full. So there's been a lot of RBI chances for guys. It's an order that 1-9 can get things done. They've showcased it really all season long. The 3-2 delivery. Campbell off to second, pitch low, and Campbell jogged the rest of the way. Zamora walked for the second time today. He's now 1-for-1 with a sac fly, two walks, a two RBI single, and three driven in. Carlos Rodriguez steps in, two on with nobody out. Shuckers lead it 9-5 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The pitch. Swing and a line drive back up the middle into center field. Campbell got a late run on it, but now turns third. Dean throw. Home on one hop to Paps. The tag in time. Campbell's retired. Second outfield assist for Dean this series. Rodriguez tallies his second hit. Rodriguez now makes it four different Shuckers in the order with a multi-hit day. Jefferson Caro steps in. He's one of the four. It's been a terrific afternoon. 2-for-3 with a home run and a run driven in. One out. The pitch is a slider and misses away. The pitch home. Arrow lifts it foul. First base side out of play. Count evens up. One ball and one strike. Foul balls this afternoon brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Riley's 1-1 delivery to Caro. Swing and a miss. Goes to one ball and two strikes. Fastball at 95 miles an hour. Runners on first and second. The pitch home. Up high and away. Count evens up 2-2. Shuckers have scored double-digit runs once this year. This game went a little differently than how things went in Rocket City back two Saturdays ago. 2-2 delivery. Line drive foul. First base side out of play. Count stays at 2-2. That was the game where the Shuckers scored 12 runs and had seven hits. They were walked a ton, including one inning where they scored six runs with one hit. Today, nine runs on 12 hits. Riley delivers. Caro fouls it back. Count stays even at 2-2. Trey Riley, a guy who got drafted out of John A. Logan Community College in Illinois. The pitch up and in. Count goes full. John A. Logan, you don't usually think of Illinois as a hotbed for junior college baseball, but they're one of the better Division I JUCO programs in that whole region. 3-2 delivery. Arrow rolls it on the ground, back up the middle. Bunnell gets it at second, flips to the second base back. One on the first, and it's a double play to end the inning. In the inning, no runs, two hits, no errors, one runner left on base. And into the top of the seventh, Daryl Thompson into the ball game for the Shuckers. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network in Valley Live.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Oh, Mississippi.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network in Valley Live. Daryl Thompson into the ballgame for the Shuckers as we head to the final three innings of action on the weekend. Shuckers lead it 9-5. Top of the order up. It starts off with Andrew Moritz against the lefty Daryl Thompson, who's been terrific this year. The pitch home. It's a slider. Called strike one. Meeker's afternoon finishes after two innings, gives up one hit. That was the home run to Cade Bunnell that led off his outing. Thompson delivers home. Wave and a miss. Count goes to 0-2. That one barreled in at 92 miles an hour. Good life on it. Meeker also strikes out four. Thompson fires to Moritz. Wave and a miss. That was a beautiful at-bat. Great job by Thompson. Got him fishing off the outside corner. First out of the inning. Meeker to Thompson. Kind of switches things up a little bit. Meeker's a sidewinding righty, and then you flip it around. And Thompson, sort of a sidewinding lefty. A lot of movement. Pitch home. Misses inside off Connolly's back foot. Who's in from the right side. Count goes to 1-0. Thompson this year has been the definition of a gem. Diamond that the Brewers found hanging around in the independent ranks. Has allowed one unearned run and one hit in 10 2/3 innings. Pitch from Thompson. Swing and a miss. Top of the zone. Count evens up 1-1. Two walks, 14 strikeouts for Thompson. Opponents hitting .033 against him. That's the batting average. The 1-1 delivery. Fastball misses away. The count goes to 2-1. Thompson delivers. Lipped in the air, out towards center field. Rodriguez drifts back, reaches up, and makes the catch on the run. Two up, two down from Thompson. Brings up the lefty, Cade Bunnell. Bunnell, homer last time up in the fifth inning. Last time the M-Braves scored. It's 9-5 Shuckers over the M-Braves. Two outs, nobody on. Top of the seventh inning. First pitch, wave and a miss to the slider, and the count goes to no balls and one strike. That went in 14 inches of movement left to right, fluttered in at 79 miles an hour. The 0-1 delivery. Called strike again on the outside corner. This time a 92-mile-an-hour fastball, and he's one strike away from a perfect seventh inning. The 0-2 delivery. Called strike three. 92-mile-an-hour fastball that hugs the outside corner, and it's two strikeouts in the inning from Thompson. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. The end of the seventh inning stretch. Shuckers lead it 9-5 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Bally Live.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh, yeah!
The seventh inning. Shuckers lead it 9-5. First pitch home. Felix Valerio's called strike one on the outside corner. Coleman Huntley III now on the hill. Trey Riley done after an inning of work. The pitch home to Valerio misses away. And the count evens up, one ball and one strike. The 1-1 delivery. Randy Valerio takes away. The count goes to two balls and one strike. Shuckers lead it 9-5. Pitch home. Line drive right to the shortstop, Cal Conley. Valerio is retired for the first out. Riley's final line goes an inning. Doesn't allow a run. Pitch to Collins. It's a called strike on the outside corner. Switch hitter comes up from the right, from the left side against the righty Huntley. Riley gives up two hits, walks one, no strikeouts. Pitch home. Collins swings and golfs this one into center field. Dean a late jump on it, and it drops down for a base hit. It's the first three-hit afternoon from Collins in the Brewers organization, and it puts a man on with one out. Jack Centurio.
Jack Centurio!
One out, one on. Churia, one for three today. The pitch home. Churia swings and misses. Count goes to no balls and one strike. Hundley the third this year. About to make his seventh appearance. He's been a good arm. Just allowed two earned runs in six and a third innings. Collins off first. He's off to second. The pitch misses away. The throw to second. Not in time. And it's a three stolen base day. And the Shuckers steal another. That's their sixth of the day. That ties the franchise record. Was set all the way back in 2017. Tied three times in 2022. The 1-1 delivery. Churio rolls it on the ground, left side of the infield, under Connolly's glove, and in the left for a base hit. It's a multi-hit day from Jackson Churio. Now runners at the corners for the left-handed hitting Tyler Black. Harold Chirino's out. Bullpen for the Shuckers. Biloxi leads the Embraves 9-5. Runners on the corners. The pitch home. Up high. And the count goes to 1-0. The stolen bases have all come from the top three guys in the order. Collins, Churio, and Black. Black has two. Churio, one. Collins has three. The 1-0 delivery. Misses away, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. But either way, this is one way to end a weekend. Shuckers with a win. Set to tie this series up and split it at three. The pitch swing and a miss from Black. Count evens up, two balls and two strikes. Black calls time and steps out. Churio leads off first, rocking the bright white spikes today. Check back to first, he dives back in. Such a fascinating thing how white cleats really made a resurgence in the 2000s. Really thanks to the Oakland Athletics. Churio's off to second, the pitch fouled away. Churio slides in, has to walk all the way back to first. Once he realizes it was foul, he's at second, stood there for a moment, wiping his stuff off. Cal Conley, the shortstop, and third base umpire Brian Van Racken said, hey, you got to go back 90 feet. We'll see if he goes again. Count it, two balls and two strikes with one away. The pitch, Black rolls it foul, right in and out of Correa's hands at first. Shuckers first base coach. Count stays even at two balls and two strikes. Collins at third. Churio at first. Shuckers lead the Embraves 9-5. Check back to first. Churio dances on back. Two delivery. He's off. Pitch misses away. The throw to second. Not in time. Collins comes home. He's safe. It's a double steal. The Shuckers break the single game franchise record. They've now stolen eight bases. And to commemorate it, the Thunder on the Sound, the air show performing, does a nice little flyover with a Thunderbirds plane here at MGM Park. It's 10-5. Collins steals home. His fourth stolen base of the day, and Churio steals second. It's a strikeout. Black's called out on strikes. But now two outs and brings up the right-handed hitting Wes Clark. Pitch from Huntley. Ground ball foul behind home plate. Count goes to 0-1. The pitch bounces in the dirt. Paps blocks it up. Count evens up. One ball and one strike. The 1-1 delivery. Lifted foul. Out of play. And the count goes to 1-2. Another flyby of a plane in center field. The 1-2 delivery. Cork takes away. And the count evens up 2-2. Pitch home. Clark lifts it in the air down the right field line. Tails foul. Count evens up. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson Churio's on second. It's 10-5. Shuckers over the Embrace. Ten runs on 14 hits for the Shuckers. An offensive explosion. The pitch. This is low and away. And to celebrate that ball being low and away, there's another flyover. Pretty spectacular to see. Right over the ballpark as they whip across the Mississippi Sound. Pitch. Clark takes strike three in the outside corner. And that ends the inning. Back-to-back strikeouts. But not before the Shuckers score another, this time on a double steal. One run, two hits, no errors, one runner left on base. The end of the eighth, it's 10-5. Shuckers over the Embrace. We're back after this with Harold Chirino on the hill. Luxie Shuckers Broadcast Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seals Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seals has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seals Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit SealsTires.com.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in dark, I walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got the sunshine on my Sunday bed.
Thompson goes an inning. No runs, no hits, no walks, and 2 strikeouts. Shuckers have struck out 11 today. The pitch misses up and in. And the count goes to 1 ball and 1 strike. All the noise you can hear is the thunder over the Sound. Air and space. Pitch misses low. And the count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. What you hear whipping around are the United States Air Force Thunderbirds. 2-1 delivery from Chirino. Lifted in the air, first base side, foul territory. Cork gives it chase, but it drops down out of play. Count evens up 2-2. Chirino delivers the 2-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. The good times continue for Harold Chirino. That's now his 16th strikeout of the year. He's gone 9 1/3 scoreless to start the season. One out brings up the left-handed hitting Drew Lugbauer. 1-for-3 today with a 3-run home run. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Count goes to 0-1. Chirino delivers. Battle back. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Sound of Freedom hurdles on by MGM Park. No balls and two strikes to Lugbauer. The pitch, curveball, fouled off. Count stays at 0-2. Chirino delivers home. Lifted in the air, out towards left field. Collins goes back towards the warning track and makes the catch. Sharkers have now retired 11 straight. Brings up the right-handed hitting Hudson Potts. This chance to take one last look at the OWA Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. The pitch. Slider, called strike one with two outs and nobody on. Top of the eighth inning, Shuckers lead it 10-5. Elsewhere around the league, top of the eighth inning, 6-1 Rocket City over Chattanooga. Chirino delivers. Wing, swing and a miss. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Middle of the first in game two of a doubleheader. Pensacola leads it 2-0 over Montgomery. They won game 1-4-3. And at 5 o'clock, it's Tennessee and Birmingham. The pitch home. Curveball. Called strike three. Make it 10 scoreless innings to start the year from Harold Chirino and sprinkle in 17 strikeouts. He retires Potts. Scoreless in the eighth for the M-Braves. Shuckers up for what they hope is the final time on the weekend. Up 10-5. We're back after this. The Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Bally Live.
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Noah Campbell steps in, switching up from the left side in the bottom of the eighth inning. Norman Huntley the third on the hill. Shuckers up 10-5. First pitch, Campbell ropes it in the air to right. It drops down for a base hit. Campbell joins Collins as two guys with three hit games today. That's the 15th hit today from Biloxi. Brings up the right-handed hitting Freddie Zamora. It has been quite the afternoon for the Biloxi Shuckers. Abner Uribe getting warm in the bullpen right now. Pitch to the right-hander Freddie Zamora misses away. Count goes to 1-0. And runs for the Shuckers, a new season high at MGM Park. The pitch home. Zamora lifts this one in the air out towards right. Worrell under it. And makes the catch for the out. It's the first time Zamora's been retired for it to count as an at-bat. Fly to center back in the third. But that was a sack fly. One out, one on. Up comes the left-handed hitting Carlos Rodriguez. Campbell off first, the pitch. Swing and a ground ball, backhanded by Potts, gets to Anita, second for one, on to first, in time for a double play. And we head to the top of the ninth inning. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We head to the top of the ninth inning. Shuckers 10, M Braves 5. And Abner Uribe on to try and close the thing out. We're back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Bally Live.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Top of the ninth inning. Harold Chirino done after an inning of work. And out to the mound goes a guy who throws 102 miles an hour. Tamner Uribe on to try and close this thing out and split the six-game series between the two teams at three apiece. Javik Blake back with you. Shuckers lead the M Braves 10-5. Uribe on to try and close this thing out. 1.29 ERA in seven innings. 13 strikeouts, 5 walks. The pitch, curveball, called strike one. He's a Thunderbirds playing the thunder on the sound. Flies overhead. Rebound delivers the 0-1 delivery. Misses away. The count evens up. 1-1. Between Uribe and Chirino, two guys who have been excellent this year. Pitch, wave and a miss. Curveball at 87. That count goes to 2-1. Shuckers trying to close out their 12th win of the year. Pitch from Uribe. Misses up and away. And the count goes. Check that. Now it's 2-2. Should have it good now. Umpire just flashing up. Ray Valero, Bill LaVar behind the plate. Uribe sets and fires home. Fastball, called strike three. That was some heat from Uribe. 97. Papp strikes out for the fourth time today. Bryson Worrell comes up. He's 0 for 2 with a walk in his Double-A debut. Uribe fires home, misses away, and the count goes to 1 ball and no strikes. The pitch home, wave and a miss. Count evens up, 1 ball and 1 strike from Worrell. Worrell, guy was drafted last year out of ECU. He's never played above rookie ball. Right now stands in against a 102-mile-an-hour flamethrower in Uribe. 1-1 delivery. Wave and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. 98-mile-an-hour curve. Uribe. Fires home. Wave and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts from Uribe. That one at 99 miles an hour. Two outs and the Shuckers, 1 strike away. It's been a terrific afternoon for Shuckers pitching. They've struck out 15, one away from tying the season high. The pitch to the righty, Justin Dean, is called strike one. Shuckers got runs early and often. Trying to close this thing out. The 0-1 delivery. Fastball, called strike two. How do you like that? 99 miles an hour. Uribe on the hill. 1 strike away from closing out a 10-5 Shuckers win on a Sunday afternoon. Uribe comes set. Now the pitch misses away. The count goes to 1 ball and 2 strikes. 10 runs on 15 hits and an error for the Shuckers. 5 runs on 6 hits with an error for the M-Braves. Uribe delivers. Misses low. Count evens up, 2 balls and 2 strikes. The plane's flying about. Uribe stares in. Now the 2-2 pitch. Check swing, slider, got him. Fist bump from Uribe on the mound, and the Shuckers win it 10-5. Uribe strikes out the side in the top of the ninth inning. And on a day where the Shuckers hit a new single-game franchise record with 8 stolen bases, they also strike out a season-high 16 batters in a 10-5 win over the Mississippi Braves. 10 runs, 15 hits, and an error for the Shuckers. 5 runs, 6 hits, and 1 error for the Embrace. Nick Bennett gets tagged with the win. Alan Ronhell gets the loss, falls to 0-2. Bennett gets his third decision of the year, improves to 2-1. And Shuckers pitching just mows down the Embraves over the final couple of innings. They retired the last 15 after a solo shot from Cade Bunnell to lead off the top of the fifth inning, as they win it by a 10-5 final. We'll be joined on the field in a couple of moments by Isaac Collins, today's player of the game, alongside David Blackwell, as the Shuckers win it big on a Sunday afternoon. They improved to 12-9 and have all holds in Pensacola and Montgomery right now. Right now they're playing at Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. If all holds, right now Pensacola is up. A loss would drop the Biscuits to 11-10 on the year, and the Shuckers would walk into their Tuesday series against the Embraves, or check that, against the Biscuits. With a one-game lead in the division. We wait for David Wackel to be joined alongside today's player of the game. Planes flying overhead. Shuckers win it by a 10-5 final. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 38 minutes in front of a crowd of 2,592 here at MGM Park. With the win, the Shuckers split the six-game set 3-3 between the Embraves and the Shuckers. The Embraves fall to 8-13 on the year. The Shuckers, thanks to a big win here in the series finale, improved to 12-9 on the season. 6-6 at home. They played two home series, and they've split each of them, 3-3 against Pensacola and 3-3 against the Embraves. We'll take a break when we come back. We join in the field with David Blackwell alongside today's player of the game, Isaac Collins.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to neck a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
That's how I get my grill on.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fire.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show. David Blake along with you as we get set for David Wackwell to be joined by Isaac Collins down on the field as our player of the game. Four stolen bases today from Collins. The Shuckers steal eight, a new single-game franchise record as they take down the Mississippi Braves by a 10-5 score. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show. Shuckers score 10 runs on 15 hits, while the Embraves get 5 runs on 6 hits and 1 error. Nick Bennett, the win improves to 2-1. Allen Ron Hell, the loss falls to 0-2. As the Shuckers pitching staff retires the final 15 batters of the game, 11 of the 15 came via the strikeout. A masterful performance from James Meeker, Daryl Thompson, Harold Trino, and Abner Rabe as we head down to the field to David Blackwell.
Isaac had a stolen base earlier in the game and set a single game record for the Biloxi Shuckers. Congratulations on that. What was it like playing in front of this crowd today on a great Sunday? We had ball control here, had the Thunderbirds flying over. What was today like for you?
Today was honestly picture perfect. I mean, you get perfect weather, winds blowing out. You know, you get a freaking air show that most people had to pay for to watch. So it was awesome. Can't change it for anything.
That's right. So apparently the vote came in, and for player of the game, you barely beat the United States Air Force Thunderbirds that were flying over. So congratulations, Isaac. I'm glad to have you here. All right. Go Shuckers!
That was today's post-game interview. Isaac Collins, who, for the voting, beat out the United States Air Force Thunderbirds for today's player of the game. What an incredible afternoon it was at the ballpark. The Shuckers win it 10-5 over the Mississippi Braves. After this, we'll wrap everything up on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show and get you set for a big-time series next week. It's the Shuckers and the Biscuits. They'll come into the series at least tied for first place in the South Division. And depending on what happens, we'll keep you updated with the Ola Parks and Resort scoreboard update. But depending on what happens with that, the Shuckers may very well enter the Tuesday game in first place in the South Division. That all comes your way next in the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Shuckers win it 10-5 over the Embraves.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday.
be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Kaneka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a three-time Olympic medalist and seven-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration. Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Get out to MGM Park on Saturday, June 3rd at 6:05 against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The first 1,000 fans will receive a military jersey-themed lunchbox presented by ASAP. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Shuckers post-game show. Let's send it back to the booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Lots to get to around the Southern League and around the Brewers organization. That comes your way next, the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
I like shining. I like million-dollar deals. Where's my pen? I'm signing. I like those.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. The Shuckers take down the M Braves. Final score 10-5 as the Shuckers improve to 12-9 on the year. The M Braves fall to 8-13 on the season. Shuckers end the month of May in a great spot. They've ensured that they have at least a share of first place in the South Division going into a big six-game set with the Montgomery Biscuits. First of 18 games between the two teams. That gets started on Tuesday night at Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. Shuckers win it 10-5 off 15 hits as it's time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visit OWA.com. Big thing right now, the Montgomery Biscuits lost in their completion of a suspended game last night. They lost 4-3 to Pensacola in game one. They right now sit at 11-9. A loss gives the Shuckers a game lead in the division heading into Tuesday. A win for Montgomery. They're down 4-0 right now in the middle of the second inning to Pensacola. A win would ensure that the two teams are tied going into Tuesday's series opener at 12-9. Top of the first inning, Tennessee and Birmingham tied at 0 from Regions Field in Birmingham, Alabama. Final from earlier today, Rocket City took down the Chattanooga Lookouts by a 6-1 final. Time to go look at the farm update, also brought to you by Owa Parks and Resort. Plan your visit today at visit OWA.com. Let's start out in low A, where, well, everything below double A was hampered by rain this afternoon. Postponed Kannapolis and Carolina due to inclement weather. Beloit and Wisconsin canceled due to rain. Wisconsin ends the week and the month of May at 8-12. Carolina ends the month at 11-8. Top of the fourth inning from First Horizon Park in Nashville. The Sounds trail the Omaha Storm Chasers 4-1. Nashville trying to get to their 15th win of the season, currently at 14-11. Final from Milwaukee. The Brewers fall in the series finale to the Angels, 3-0. Colin Ray gets the tough luck loss. Allows two earned runs in five innings with nine strikeouts. The Brewers right now at 18-10 on the season and the month of April in second place, two games behind the streaking Pittsburgh Pirates in the National League Central. Shuckers get going in Montgomery on Tuesday night. First time against the Biscuits in 2023. It's the first of 18 matchups in the first half before the two teams. Montgomery will come in with at least an 11-9 record. We'll see what happens in that second game of their doubleheader. But the two teams match up for six. First pitch as part of the six-game set starts at 6 o'clock on Tuesday. We'll be with you for the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show at 5:45 from Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. For all of us here at the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, I'm Jay McBlake. As we say so long, we'll talk to you from the road on Tuesday. Until then, have a great rest of your Sunday. Have a great Monday. Join us on Tuesday night for the series opener, 5:45 pregame, 6 o'clock first pitch from Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM. For all news, stats, highlights, tickets, and schedules, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. Make sure to stay up to date and follow the team on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Biloxi Shuckers. This has been Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.